This week, the Senate Judiciary Committee begins hearings on President-elect George W. Bush's nomination of John Ashcroft to be the next Attorney General. Ashcroft, a former governor of Missouri, lost a bid for re-election to the Senate last November to the late Mel Carnahan. Carnahan is the Missouri governor who died in a plane crash weeks before the election. Ashcroft's confirmation to head the Justice Department is being challenged by liberal interest groups. They point to Ashcroft's opposition to abortion, gun control, and affirmative action. And they question whether, as Attorney General, Ashcroft would be willing to enforce federal laws that he opposed for years. NPR's Steve Inskeep is covering the story and says the hearings will not be without drama.
Ordinarily, these confirmation hearings are pretty routine. The president is expected to get the cabinet secretaries that he wants. Senators are usually very friendly. It's kind of a love fest. You know, we're delighted to see that this person is going to be the cabinet secretary, and everybody goes and they, you know, pat each other on the back before they get back to knifing each other in the back later on. But in any event, it's usually a very friendly event. And if there is a serious problem with a nominee, it normally comes out before the hearing, and you see something, as we saw last week with Linda Chavez, the nominee for Labor Secretary, where she withdraws. This is very different because there is no obvious, serious ethical problem, for example, with John Ashcroft, but you do have a great number of interest groups that support the Democratic Party that have serious, serious problems with his views on abortion and gun control. They're asking how he would enforce laws to which he is morally opposed, and you have a situation where temporarily Democrats are in control of the Senate, so Democrats are temporarily in control of this committee, and they're going to allow extra time to question John Ashcroft, so he's going to face some grilling.
Well, one of the questions they have is whether John Ashcroft is racially biased, and we are likely to hear from Ronnie White, whose nomination for a federal judgeship was almost single-handedly scuttled by Ashcroft. How's that going to play?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see because it's really a quite complicated case. Ronnie White is black, and John Ashcroft did oppose his nomination for a federal judgeship, even though he was, by many standards, qualified. He's a member of the Missouri State Supreme Court. And that and a number of other things has led to charges that Ashcroft is racially biased. In reality, though, I think as you begin to look at the facts, it becomes a much more complicated case. It's easy for Ashcroft's opponents to say this man is biased because that's a very strong case you can make. That's a headline. It's easy for Ashcroft's defenders to defend him on that because this is a man with a long public career who, when he was governor of Missouri, signed a Martin Luther King bill, and he's approved of other judges who were black and so on and so forth. The real story is more complicated, but in some ways perhaps just as disturbing, or to some people just as disturbing. John Ashcroft was a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is considering him this coming week. He considered a great many judicial nominations put up by President Clinton, and he opposed judge after judge after judge, using extremely intense tactics, delaying nominations when he didn't have the votes to actually defeat them. And he did so because he believed that these judges were too liberal. Some of his critics say that he was rather extreme in judging the evidence and rather unfair. If you look at the Ronnie White case, you have a judge who, in one instance, disapproved of a death penalty for a convicted killer. It was a heinous crime. White simply felt that the trial was not fair. Ashcroft said that that meant that Ronnie White was pro-criminal. And that was a term that he used in a Senate speech, and he said it means that this man should be denied a chance at the federal bench. His defenders say that Ronnie White upheld death sentences in 7 out of 10 of the death penalty cases that came before him as a member of the Missouri Supreme Court, and that this is a gross distortion of the man's record. So what emerges is more a hardball politician than necessarily someone who's racially biased. And that's a more complicated story, and it's hard to know how that's going to play.
But it's interesting because you point out that his tactics as a senator may come back to haunt him. On the other hand, it is the Senate, and this is one of their brethren, and that tends to be a different dynamic, doesn't it, when they have one of their former senator on the stand?
Absolutely. I mean, this is someone that they know. This is someone that members of this committee have worked with. And even some of his most ferocious opponents on this committee have worked with him on one piece of legislation or another. And that's maybe going to make it harder to demonize him if you're a United States senator asking him some questions. At the same time, he did anger some of his colleagues with some of his tactics. They know his tactics well, and they're going to know the questions that they want to ask.
NPR's Steve Inskeep. Steve, thanks very much.
Thank you.